The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 15th of November. In your Squeeze today, NT Police Officer Zach Rolfe will plead not guilty to murder charge. The weekend's bushfire outlook. Trump's impeachment hearings go public. And we're hiring. This is your Squeeze today. Zach Rolfe is the police officer who has been charged for last week shooting dead Yuendumu resident Kumanjaya Walker. He will plead not guilty when he faces court on the 19th of December, Claire.
That's what the Northern Territory Police Association said yesterday. Rolfe has now left the territory and gone to his family in Canberra. And yeah, it's had a lot of attention in the last 24 hours, that's for sure.
The community's really rallied on this one. 1,000 people gathered in Alice Springs yesterday to protest Walker's killing.
That's right. And plenty of residents from Yuendumu also went to Alice Springs for that protest. It was a fairly peaceful one with community elders urging people to try and keep their high emotions in check. Generally, what they've said is that they're pleased that Rolfe has been charged, but there's concerns that he was given bail. They say that an Indigenous person accused of that crime wouldn't be given bail. They've been critical also of guns being in the community and calling for guns to be removed. And they're generally still very critical about that process from that shooting on Saturday to not having any medical assistance in that community and also not being told about what happened for quite some time.
Two bushfires now. Sadly, Claire, the death toll from the New South Wales fires over the last week rose to 4 yesterday. Kempsey man Barry Parsons, a victim of those fires. What's the weekend looking like for firefighters?
Not particularly great. There's no fires burning at that emergency warning level at the moment. A couple of bad fires around Byron Bay and Taree in New South Wales were downgraded overnight, and there's none at that emergency level in Queensland. There's still a lot of fires burning. The outlook for the weekend isn't great. There's really hot conditions coming back, particularly in Queensland.
And on our firefighters, a coalition of former fire chiefs fronted the press yesterday, led by former Fire and Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Greg Mullins. They called on the government to do more to mitigate for the effects of climate change. He said, and this is a quote, that just a 1 degree temperature rise has meant the extremes are far more extreme, and it's placing lives at risk, including firefighters. Our Squeeze shortcuts on the impeachment process has, I'm sure, been listened to by many of those tuning in today. If you haven't, you might want to give it a quick go, as impeachment-related news is about to ramp up with public hearings beginning, Claire.
They have. Starring yesterday was the acting ambassador for the US to Ukraine. He said that his staffer overheard a call between Trump and the ambassador to the European Union, a guy called Gordon Sondland, who's been talked about quite a bit at the moment. He says that they absolutely talked about investigations being undertaken, and that really goes to the heart of what we're talking about.
When we say investigations, what we mean is that this whole impeachment process has come about due to questions over whether Trump abused his power by withholding military assistance to the Ukraine until it announced investigations into former president and a political rival of Donald Trump's, Joe Biden. Venice, the city of canals, has flooded, Claire. It's set to declare a state of emergency as the highest water levels in 50 years caused widespread damage.
Flood levels reached 1.87 metres at its highest. That affected more than 80% of the city. More flooding is expected. The rain is still coming down there. The famous St Mark's Basilica, which is, of course, one of the most famous landmarks in Venice, has flooded just for the sixth time in its 1,200-year history. Interesting to see just 4 of those occasions have happened in the last 20 years.
Lots of concern about those historical sites. Our jobs market lost 19,000 roles in October. Where'd they go?
Just gone. It's interesting because economists were really expecting jobs to tick up. They were expecting quite a few thousand new jobs, but instead the job market lost those roles. That is a sign, of course, and a signal to our Reserve Bank that things really aren't working the way that they want them to. the Reserve Bank is targeting an unemployment rate of about 4.5%. So our rate of 5.3%, which is where it got to with those official numbers yesterday, is well off that mark.
We're bucking the trend, and we're actually hiring at the moment. A bit of an announcement from us this morning. We thought, what a better place to advertise a job than directly to Squizzes. The person we're after is a partnerships manager. So as the title suggests, that's someone to look after our advertising partnerships from pitch through to delivery across all our properties, email, podcast, and online. The role could be full or part-time depending on the applicant. We reckon we're a pretty great place to work, don't we?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to come and work with us?
Why not? So if this is of interest to you, please shoot us an email at hello@thesquiz.com.au and we'll get you some more information. To more news now, anything related to Facebook comes with big numbers. I spent a bit of time, as you know, texting you and mulling this one over last night. They threw me.
The social media numbers.
The big numbers. They've reported 2.5 billion monthly active users. Plus, they've taken down 5.4 billion fake accounts this year alone.
And that really is very mind-bending, isn't it, when you look at the scale of all of that. Facebook, of course, has had to step up its compliance work. It's undertaken this big, what they call community standards enforcement work, and that goes to things like making sure that people posting political type content are coming from genuine sources, that generally what you see in your news feed is palatable, and that's why it's really doing a lot of work in taking down what they call fake accounts. 5.4 billion of them have gone so far this year.
Such a big number. And to Friday Lights, which is our weekly section at the bottom of the Squiz email that gives you some lighter content. There's a profile on Tom Hanks, which only reiterates what we already suspected, that he's a top bloke. There's a roasted carrot recipe, and then it's time to embrace Christmas, Claire. Oprah's favourite things is out. That's a collection of her gift suggestions.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it's much anticipated, of course, on any given year. But yeah, this year it's completely up on Amazon. A lot of the stuff that she has selected you can buy through Amazon here in Australia. So it's an interesting one to look at. And that goes to our subject line today too. I've taken a line out of favourite things from The Sound of Music, which you'd like, Kate.
I know. I was so hoping this would be the case. I thought because of your anti-musical thing that we'd miss out, but it's just too obvious.
And Sound of Music is the worst, but anyway, from that song, Cream Coloured Ponies and Crisp Apple Strudels, I can absolutely get on board with that. They're a couple of really good things.
Yeah, love that song so much. Now it's in my head and I don't even mind. Jump into the Squiz Today email for more news and links. Today is the final day of our Sign Up a Friend promotion, speaking of our favourite things. If you head to the Squiz Today email, click on the Invite Friends button at the bottom of the email and refer someone to subscribe, you'll go in the draw to win a Sparrow Designs bag worth nearly $600, and the person you sign up will get a bag as well. Don't miss that one. Have a great week. Weekend, and we'll chat to you on Monday. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.